I invite you to pray with me. Gracious and abundant God, we know the storms that are within our lives sometimes can overwhelm us. And I pray, Lord, that you send your peace to rest upon our hearts, cleanse our minds of things that aren't of you, and help us, Lord, to find the peace that does surpass all understanding. And may the meditation of my heart and mind be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope as I was sharing with Lorelai that story that you sort of envisioned for yourself what that story felt like. And I think that when we think about the challenges that we have in our own lives, we often use the term storms, right? That there are storms around the corner. And when you think about difficult circumstances that we deal with on a daily basis, it seems like sometimes all of those storms can overwhelm us. And oftentimes we can't see with clarity the direction that God wants us to go in. Lord, I don't know where I'm going. I'm sort of wandering aimlessly. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do with that test result. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay the mortgage this month. We all have them, the challenges that can overwhelm us and overtake us, and we become filled with fear. But as I shared, we all know that that is not of God. That's not what this story is designed to tell us about. But sometimes we get drawn in, we get sucked in. And so my question is to you is, when you are overcoming a specific obstacle, do you first cry out to Jesus? You know, if I'm being honest, sometimes I forget to. I was sharing at the first service that last week we had anointing here, right behind the altar, as we always do on the third Sunday of every month now. And, you know, and so Paul Gorecki was offering anointing for people who wanted it. And, you know, here he is in his sling, in pain, and doing anointing for members of the church. And so I turned to him when I noticed there wasn't a line anymore, and I said, would you like for me to anoint you? He said, no, it's okay, but I need to anoint you. Many of you, of course, have seen me limping around the church in pain, and eventually my right knee's got to be replaced. But until that moment when Paul turned to me and said, I need to anoint you, I had not thought about praying over my knee. I'm ashamed to say that, but it's true. Every night since then, now I put my hand on my knee and I literally pray over it in my nightly prayers. But it took Paul, who was standing in a sling, anointing people, offering to anoint me before I realized that I had not been praying for healing for myself. And yet sometimes that's how we are about a lot of things. We sort of go through the motions here in worship sometimes. You know, we say, you know, I often tell our confirmation students, you know, if you can't pray anything else, pray the Lord's Prayer. Why? Because it's the one that everyone memorizes. It's the one that everyone knows. But do we really think about what we're saying when we say that prayer? Each word was woven together so critically at the time of the writers of Scripture and as the Catholic Church was putting together what now we know as our Bible. You know, the words that we say every single Sunday can just be rote and become meaningless unless we really think about what we are praying. I'm sure most of you know the story, what is known as the footprints in the sand, but I'm going to read it anyway because it fits this particular passage today. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes of his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to him and the other to the Lord. And when the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back in the footprints on the sand, and he noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and so he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way, but I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." You know, sometimes I think that we forget that as the body of Christ, that we are called to also be Christ to each other, to lift each other up. I can't tell you how many times in my own life when I've had to depend on others when I did not possess the strength to carry myself. My best friend, many of you know that unfortunately, I didn't have such a great experience in my last congregation. And so I ended up resigning from there a year ago, actually this past week. And I was so distraught and lost for a while. I wasn't even sure if I was going to stay in ministry. I was struggling within myself about my own call, whether or not I possess the gifts, whether or not am I an okay pastor? Can I really serve another congregation in confidence? And every night, my best friend would be present, and she would just sit next to me and holding my hand. And that was what I needed, because I could not see past the negativity at the time. It took some time before I was even open to beginning interviewing, and thank goodness I did that, because I love Oak Ridge and I love this congregation. But had not someone be willing to walk with me, to carry me during those dark moments, and there were dark moments, I wouldn't be standing in this pulpit today. And for somebody in your life, there may be someone who you need to nurture and carry until they can do it on their own. We've all been there. We've all had those circumstances in our lives which keep us from seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes the person who comes to help is probably the last person that you would think of on your mind. And sometimes it's a dear friend who maybe you haven't seen in a while. And sometimes it's a phone call to someone. And sometimes it's an email. Whatever way that looks like to you, know that you are never alone. God continues to uplift us, to carry us through the storms of our lives, because we all know that the storms aren't going to stop. That's just life. Our human predicament is that storms are going to come up all the time. That's not of God. That's the work of the devil. But we have a choice to make, to allow God within us to strengthen us and uplift us so that when the trials come, there's not a problem. It's kind of like this analogy. So imagine that you're walking, you've got a big jar, like an old pickle jar with a lid on it. And you're walking down a beach, and your plan is to put the seashells in the jar. Now, if I'm carrying my jar and I'm walking down and I see a couple of seashells, the only way that they're going to get in the jar, of course, is if I unscrew the lid, right? Unscrew the lid, put the seashells in there, put the lid back on, keep walking. Walk a couple more feet. Oh, that's a pretty shell. Unscrew the lid, put my shell in there, put the lid back on. Walk down some more, you get the point. But here's my point, that sometimes what we do metaphorically is we're carrying our pickle jar and just walking along, and then, you know, and we're like, I don't need to pray about that, you know. It's like me with my knee. I don't need to pray about that. I got this. I'll just take some more pain pills and just push through it. Or whatever obstacle, you know, I don't know. There's someone that's hurting more than me. I don't need to ask God for that. Meanwhile, God is like the wind trying to get into that pickle jar. But it can't get in there because of what? You got to unscrew the lid first, right? And until you're willing to unscrew that lid and hold that jar open and say, okay, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready. Come on, Lord, give it to me. Help me out. Lift me up, Lord. You lift me up, right? Lift me up, Lord. Help me overcome this obstacle. But some of you want to walk around with your pickle jar lid on and say, no, I got this. I don't need to pray to God about that. No, I'm strong enough. You know, I'm a care about numero uno right now. No, I'm good. I'm good. Meanwhile, you're falling apart on the inside. Folks, we've got to be willing to open the pickle jar. Carry the pickle jar without the lid and allow God to immerse you in his grace, his love, his mercy, so that the abundance that God desires for us all can fill your pickle jar. That's what we have to do. And then what happens when it's full? Normally what you do is you pour out, right? So the idea is that once God fills us up, we then pour it out for who? Each other. Oh, hey, Carol, I see you're going through a tough time. Here you go. Have a little bit of my pickle jar juice. Look at my pickle juice. My God, pickle juice. Hey, Larry, I see you, you know, I know you got surgery and everything coming up. Here you go. Let me give you a little bit. It lowers what's in your jar, but guess what? Guess what keeps coming? God's grace and love doesn't come with a limit. Isn't that great? Because you can be refilled every time. But that will never happen if you're walking around with your pickle jar lid on and saying, I got this. I don't need to go to Via de Cristo. Mm-mm. A whole weekend having to give up my time, my energy. No. I'm going to sit on my couch in my pajamas eating Cheetos. That's what I'm going to do. Sure. You can do that. Or you open the lid and say, hey, John, tell me about Via de Cristo. I need my pickle jar filled. Those are your options, folks. And whether or not you choose to believe that lies within here. God desires an abundant life for you. But you first got to be willing to open your pickle jar. And my prayer for you is that when your jar is filled, then you share it with someone else. And there may be someone in your life who is walking around with their pickle jar with the lid on all the time, and you have to be the one to help them open their jar. Sometimes it happens pretty easily, and sometimes it's difficult. Other than my mother, I am the only one in my family who goes to church regularly. You know how challenging that is? I'm a pastor. I'm an ELCA pastor, but my siblings, while they respect what I do, they just don't attend church. It wasn't until maybe 2 years ago when my brother started going on Christmas and Easter, because he's a good Catholic that way. But It's hard sometimes, but it doesn't mean that I stop loving them. It doesn't mean that we don't have a relationship. It just means that I've got to pour out more of my pickle juice on my brother and my sisters and just keep praying for them. You pray for them anyway. You love them where they are, and you pray for them anyway. And there are plenty of people in your life who is going to say, you go to church on Sundays? Why do you go to church on Sundays? You know football's on Sunday. Yeah, why would you want to miss that? It's okay. I'm going to love you where you are. Here, let me pour a little something on you. Pray for them anyway. And when the prayer becomes rote, you open up that jar and you pray that God fill it again. Fill your jars, my dear brothers and sisters. And know that we are not hopeless people. We often get very focused on our own situations, our own needs, our own desires, our own circumstances, that we get trapped inwardly. By focusing on others outside of ourselves, God can deliver us from ourselves. That's what my advisor in seminary, I remember on graduation day, God love her, she hugged me and whispered in my ear, she said, you're going to make a great pastor as long as you get yourself out of the way. Did you hear what I said? You're going to make a great pastor as long as you get yourself out of the way. I struggle with that still today, 11 years in. I'm getting better at it, I think. But get yourself out of the way, friends, so that God can fill your heart and soul. That's what God desires for you. The abundant grace and mercy is here. Be filled today with sacrament so that you can share your pickle jar with a friend. Amen.